probably 50% of the plants that we have here, no other nursery has ever grown or ever will grow. So if Yoruga doesn't survive, there's going to be a lot of native plants that are not going to be available to the public anymore. So, but that's life, isn't it? Things move on.
Why isn't there more commercial interest in these species?
That's a really good question, Charlie. I think it's because the number of people that are really really interested in growing Australian plants is probably only about 1 in 4 gardeners. They've done a lot of research on this over the years, you know, they've done surveys on gardeners and what they grow and why they grow it. And so those people then would seek out those specialised nurseries in Australia, and there's not that many of them. But when it comes to sort of a nursery like Yoruga, where we have a large range of Australian plants, you know, from ground cover, shrubs, vines, you know, the odd ground orchid, palms, trees, bush tucker, screen plants, bird plants, butterfly plants. There's only several nurseries in Australia that actually do that.
Has it always been native plants and native species?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Anne and I, we met at high school in the late 60s. We got married in the early 70s. And on our weekends or on our holidays, we'd go bushwalking to places like Lamington, Mount Glorious, the Cunningham's Gap and those sort of places. And it was in September 73 we went to a native plant society flower show, and we realised there was other people that only grow Australian plants, and we were basically, our garden was only Australian plants. And from that day we joined the society sort of straight away, so we've been members for over 40 years, and since that point we have never ever planted an exotic ornamental plant in our gardens, because we feel that if we only plant native plants, then we're going to be doing a lot for the environment. We're going to be having plants for birds or butterflies, native birds or not butterflies, maybe rare plants to help sort of do your bit for conservation. Native plants generally need, you know, maybe only a quarter as much water as exotic plants. So there's a whole host of environmental reasons as to why you would have basically a native plant garden. I mean, here at Yoruga, we've never ever had one ever minor bird, and we never ever will have a minor bird here or a sparrow, because the gardens are totally native. And our gardens here at Yoruga are over about probably at least 20 acres, 10 hectares, 25 acres, probably 80% of it. We haven't done anything to for more than 10 or 15 years. We haven't watered it, we haven't fertilised it, we haven't pruned it, we haven't weeded it, we haven't sprayed any chemicals in it. We've just simply left nature look after it.
Peter Radke, it's just such a beautiful place. Mm. Yoruga is synonymous with the Atherton Tablelands. There's many far north Queenslanders that really wouldn't be able to imagine the tableland without it. Is that a reality that you've had to contemplate recently?
Oh, yes, it's definitely the case. You know, I mean, Anne got cancer in July last year. She didn't survive 10 months, and so she died at the end of April this year, and I wasn't capable of doing anything in the business much or anything for months and months. And now that the business is in the situation where it is, because we haven't had the big orders coming in, I've got to move on. In a lot of ways I want to move on. I mean, Anne's passed away, and it was our home, it was our livelihood, it was our super, our savings, our everything, and it's all gone. But that's life, you know, you just got to move on. And well, it's a challenge there that somebody else might take up.
How much of Anne do you still see around you in the legacy that you've built here together?
Oh, everything. Yeah, she's just all through this. Because, I mean, we bought this place in 79, which is, 36 years ago now. You know, we started with just a packet of seed, basically, and it just went from there. And probably within 7 or 8 years, we'd introduced over 1,000 new Australian species to horticulture, to gardens. To date, I think we've got to about 1,700 or 1,800. I don't think we've quite reached 2,000. Probably several hundred of those we'd never grow again, even if we kept going, you know, because the time's moved on and the demand for those plants is gone. But there's still probably several hundred species that we would, you know, that are good for gardens. And certainly the majority of those, no other nursery would ever take on and grow. And just look around the plants here. I mean, it was Anne and I, you know, out in the bush where we collected those plants for the first time, all with staff. You know, we had a couple of staff that we often used to take bush with us. One person in particular, Gary Sankoski, he went everywhere with us in the bush, and sometimes even on his own then too, you know. But between the three of us, we collected an awful lot of material. So, yeah, there's Anne's all through this, you know, just, you can, you know. But she's passed on, and I find that difficult to accept that I can't talk to her anymore. But I suppose anybody who's lost a life partner probably feels the same.
What is the next chapter for Peter Radke?
Oh, for me, it's bush. I'm heading bush, Charlie.
That surprises me, Peter.
Yeah, I've got a little, I've got a good four-wheel drive. It's getting on a bit, but it's very good and reliable. And I've got an off-road camper trailer that I want to sort of head bush and go to the places that we probably went to in the 80s, in the 70s and the 80s, because we've travelled certainly all over Queensland in terms of looking at plants. I mean, there's probably not a single plant community in Queensland that we haven't sort of had a good look at.
Really? From what range?
Oh, from Birdsville to Bamiga and from Bourke down to Brisbane.
That's a pretty good range.
We've covered all the sandhills out in the desert around west of Windora. You know, we've covered a lot of the sandstone area, you know, sort of around Mount Moffat and Salvador Rose and those places, and the lakes around like Lake Dunn and Lake Galilee, north of Aramac and the Barra Range, the White Mountains, north of Torrens Creek, all of Cape York, the wet tropics, all through the wet tropics, you know, the Ironsea Forsyth sort of area, Newcastle Range. Yeah, so we've certainly covered an awful lot of area looking at plants. Now I'll continue that, probably on my own.